The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Well, I'm joined as always at this time on a Wednesday by Simon Tierney, and today he is giving us advice on how to do, I think, one of the most important things in life, nail karaoke.
Karaoke, one a form of entertainment or an art form? That's the question.
Or both.
Or both.
If you're very good
at it. An entertaining art form. Now, the reason we're doing this, Ciara, is because today is a very special birthday. It is the birthday of Cher, who obviously is the queen of karaoke. A lot of her songs people would choose. But do you know what age she is today? I think people might be a bit taken aback by this. She's 80.
I mean, to look at her, about 21.
I know. She's 80. She's 80 today. It's the big one. It's the big one.
If I could look like that at 80 now, I think I'd be delighted with myself.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, what an incredible career. I was just working out the maths there. Like, the first song that she released as Sonny and Cher was in 1965. That means that she's been doing music professionally for 61 years, I think.
Which is incredible in an industry that chews people up and spits them out really quickly.
Exactly.
She's lasted that.
Yeah. Huge longevity.
I think, given us one of the greatest karaoke songs in Believe.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Believe is up there. But I also love If You Can Turn Back Time.
Oh, even better, actually.
That's great. Like, that's such an earworm if you get that in your head. And you can imagine.
Which I have now, thanks, Simon.
It's really important for karaoke to have one of three things, right? You need to have easy to sing in groups. Invite call and response or evoke high nostalgia, right? That hits number two. Call and response with Turn Back Time is just brilliant. So, yeah, I love a bit of karaoke. Do you like karaoke? Have you ever done karaoke?
Have I ever done karaoke? I have never met a karaoke machine that I didn't fall in love with.
Yeah. I mean, you're sitting in front of a microphone right now.
So. I'm in heaven at a karaoke.
Really?
Yeah. I used to actually choose it as a form of entertainment on a night out.
Right.
In London and in Dublin.
You're a married woman. Did you have a hen? Was there karaoke involved?
Now that you say it.
Can you remember?
I mean, there was sort of that hairbrush karaoke.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, sing along,
yeah, yeah.
But not the formal. Not the formal. But in my 20s, it would have been one of my top ways to wrap up a night out.
Yeah, it's real. It is that kind of thing. I remember when I lived in London for many years, and in London, you'd have karaoke places kind of at the back of shops, often Chinese shops like in Soho and the West End, those kind of areas. And you would never in a million years in Chinatown think that at the back of that shop downstairs in the basement is a karaoke cellar.
Right. I think we've been in the same place. I know exactly where you're talking about. Yeah.
And you find yourself there at 3 o'clock in the morning belting out Bonnie Tyler.
Well, that's mine. Total Eclipse of the Heart. What's yours?
So, well, mine is, it's Frank Sinatra and it's Under My Skin, Under Your Skin. And that is the song that I would go for. But like, I don't want to make any claim to be good at karaoke. I'm not at all. But I love giving it a whirl once this drink taken. So how is your Bonnie Tyler then?
Well, it depends on that bit of the drink taken. But I think I can belt out a pretty good Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah.
And I think it's got what you said is essential, which is it's got that chorus that everybody knows.
Exactly. And it's got the nostalgia element as well.
Yeah.
And it's also it's a song that was released the year I was born.
So what are the most commonly sung songs at karaoke?
Okay. So I think you'll be surprised to hear this. I actually double checked this because I didn't believe that it was. The number one song, the most common song that people choose at karaoke is actually what I would describe as a children's song. Now, it is an absolute belter. It is Let It Go, which is sung by Elsa in the movie Frozen. Anyone who's a parent who's listening will have this drilled into their head about a million times when their kids are of a certain age. My kids even dress up in Elsa costume. I mean, this is a movie that came out, 15 years ago or something. So
I wouldn't even need the karaoke machine. I'd know there was lyrics.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
They are ingrained.
It's got that big moment where you're going to absolutely break the windows of the venue. Number two is Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Again, surprising, because that is a really challenging song to sing. It's got the falsetto part towards the end. Very, very difficult. Number three is I Want It That Away by Backstreet Boys. You and me, Kira, are of the same generation. I mean, that was so huge when we were teenagers. Shallow, number four, right? By Lady Gaga. Now, this is...
Don't go there.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna
pause on this because I did find myself in Mallorca on holidays 6 or 7 years ago in 2019. I was there with my now wife and we found ourselves at a British pub in Mallorca and they were doing a karaoke night. Honest to God, it was like we were in some backwater pub in Blackpool.
But
in
you did
England.
The duet, didn't you?
But we did the duet. Now, we had a fair bit on board and we'd already done individual karaoke songs and we decided that the only solution, the only way to end the night was to do a duet, and we chose Shallow. The movie... The Bradley
Did you
Cooper
end the
movie.
Night or end your relationship?
We ended the night, our relationship, and we ended the karaoke event in that particular pub. Honest to God, like, we broke the cardinal sin, which is really important, is to read the room, right? When you're choosing, you know, I don't know if they do this anymore, but you know, you get the Bible with all the songs in it and you can choose. You have to read your room and decide, right, well, what's the vibe here? What's the tone? What's the age profile of the audience? All those things. And you need to choose a song. Like, for example, if someone has just done Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart and everyone's on their feet doing helicopters and all the rest, you don't come in as the next act and do, you know, Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen.
No,
you're
going to
be
an absolute
killjoy. You come in with Sweet Caroline. In fact, that's on the list, Kira. That's number nine. Now, for me, Sweet Caroline, I'd always avoid that because for me, Sweet Caroline is the type of song that's played by a very tired DJ when things are flagging at the end of a wedding. Do you know what I mean? That's how I describe
it. That doesn't make it a bad song.
Oh,
Simon.
Right. I thought that was implied.
No,
there.
Do you know what's good about that song, right? Is that I think it's within most people's vocal range. And that's where karaoke goes really bad.
Yeah.
You know, when you try and go for the belters and you don't have the range.
Don't get it. And everyone cringes. You know, they just can't, like, it's just so cringe when you know that note is coming up, but they can't get it. That means that you do get those notes in Bonnie Tyler then. You're comfortable enough?
Now that you say it. Now that you say it, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't. So you need to read the room.
Read the room.
Ideally, know your vocal range or, you know.
Yeah, know your vocal range.
Fairly sure you can give it welly and push it.
Exactly. Like, for example, like a lot of women will choose I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston from the classic 1994 movie The Bodyguard starring Kevin Costner. That is, like, it's a great song, but you're not, like, not everyone can sing that song. That's a really complex, and you've got to reach some really difficult notes in that. So know your vocal range. The other thing that I think is important, Kira, is to ask yourself, why am I singing this? So, like, if you're singing, for example, Bruno Mars's Just the Way You Are, that'd be one of my favorite Bruno Mars songs, right? That's clearly addressed to the object of his affection. And what a lot of people forget with karaoke or any form of singing is a form of acting. It's a performance. So if you want it, if you want everyone to get on board with you and kind of if you want them to be sympathetic to what you're doing, then you have to treat it as a performance.
Okay, treat it as a performance. Be an actor, be authentic.
Yep.
And when you're singing Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are, just find somebody to sing it to.
Find someone to sing it to, and don't forget, Cher, 80th birthday. If you're going to karaoke tonight, belt out Believe.
I'll see you down in Yukio. Oh no, it's gone.
It's gone.
That's a Dublin karaoke.
So where do people go for karaoke now in Dublin, in town?
Clumbrassel Street. There's a new place in Clumbrassel Street.
Ah, brilliant. Street. You've Friday clearly night. Got a loyalty card. There.
I'll see you there Saturday night, 7 o'clock. We'll do a duet. Thank you so much, as always,
Thank you,
Simon Tierney.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
The Sleep Outfitters 4th of July sale is happening now. Save up to $1,000 on Beautyrest Black adjustable sets and experience next-level comfort and support. Plus, enjoy free white glove delivery and setup. But hurry, deals this big won't last long. Only at Sleep Outfitters.